I was thoroughly told off today. Every CD I got was just a trip. And I was just doing random CDs. And, you know, I've been home struggling with a cold, like a real bad cold. And I had a nerve to open up one CD, and the whole CD was about a cold, having colds, and walking and healing how we should. I mean, I was told off from top to bottom. But it was good. It'll get you straight if you listen to it. You know, I got a motto now. My new motto: a CD a day keeps death away. And what I mean by that, it keeps spiritual death away. He's gonna sit over there with them. Can I have a little bit more of this, Jesse? Jesse, before you sit up, can I have a little bit more of this? You'll be fine. Just don't fall asleep. Hit that light switch up there, Tizo, so we can have more light. That's good. You want to switch with Brother Jerry? Okay. Okay. I didn't know he was back. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're ready. Are you ready? What I'm finding out is that the Word of God is truly, it's truly alive. Open your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 4, verse 15. How many of you have faith? How many of you have faith? What are you? Oh, nobody's hearing me. How many of you have faith? And great faith is manifested how? How is great faith manifested? What's the greatest faith that we can have? How is it manifested? You know I'm not going to stop until I get an answer from somebody. Obedience. So if you got a notebook, write down, great faith is manifested in obedience. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 15. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. So say, those of us that are alive. Everybody say it real clearly and real open. All right, say, those of us that are alive.
Those of us that are alive.
Well, that means that Jesus is coming. We've got to have faith that the Lord is coming. We must have faith in the coming of the Lord. How many of you believe in the prophetic? And what I mean by the prophetic is like God's trying to speak to us and get a message across to us, trying to give us. You ever seen the movie Signs or different thing that God's trying to communicate to us and clue us in on some things? Well, I believe that. How many know that we preach about 3 to 4 times a week, and those sermons really add up over the years? They really add up. Well, randomly, as I was going about trying to edit, and I was just randomly picking numbers, and it seems that everyone that I kind of got into, except for the one about healing, had to do with the coming of the Lord. And it was always talking about the rapture. Now, we were laughing about several weeks ago. You know, we were just quoting on that thing about don't miss the first bus out of here. You know, when Jesus comes, you want to be ready to go. Well, there was another CD today that I started editing that had that whole premise about being caught away with to be with the Lord. And I believe God's trying to tell us something when he says that. He's trying to prepare us for his coming or for the rapture. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And I think I want to do some things because I really believe it. It's starting to alter my life a little bit. I need to get a little bit more serious about it. Leave some instructions for those that have been left behind. Because we know that even after the rapture, the possibility of people getting saved will still be there. So we say hallelujah. And if you'd ever really think about that, listen, the rapture is when the Lord calls away those that are born again. When he calls away those that are born again and living right. And not all of the body of Christ believes in the rapture. So don't get so stuck in the mud about your rapture theology. Because not everybody really even believes there's going to be a rapture. Okay? So my rapture, somebody say my rapture, my, not might not be yours, but my rapture theology, when I look at it, I know that the Lord is going to call away some people. But that's not necessarily going to be the end. And God's been dealing with me lately. I'm believing God that I'm catching the folks' boat, so I don't want to hear too much about after the